Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi, this is Kurtwood Smith. You remember me from such TV comedies as That 70s Show and That 90s Show on Netflix. I'll never forget the words that my grandfather said just before he kicked the bucket. He said, "Watch how far I can kick this bucket." People ask me where I get my dad jokes from. I tell them to listen to the Daily Dad Jokes podcast. Listen to Daily Dad Jokes every day on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, my name is Michael Rappaport. You are now listening to a brand new I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. On today's podcast, we have a whole bunch of sick fucks of the week. Dick Stain Donald Trump was unhinged and off the hook last night. Right there in the heartland in Michigan. Podcasts are like assholes. Antonio Brown has started a podcast and he's bugging the fuck out, and so much more on a big body, hard body karate, brand new banging I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. You know what it is. You know what we do. Miles Jordan, give me something real nice. Oh yeah, something real proper. But most importantly, yes, start it off with something real funky. Let's go. All right, check 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Yes, this is the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Hard body karate. Big boy Friday, I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, taking you into the weekend. So much has been going on. Golly! As you hear the ambient sounds, you might hear dogs barking, you might hear birds chirping. You might hear power saws and buzzes and my next door neighbor's dog, because I am outside in my backyard at the Gloom Tomb. Shout out to Miles Davis, the sound engineer of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. I know he's going to be like, "Rap, why didn't you film? Why didn't you record inside?" Because it's a beautiful fucking spring day, Miles. That's why. That's why I didn't film inside the Gloom Tomb today. It's a beautiful spring day. I'm in Los Angeles, and I'm rocking outside. But we are here. We've made it through another week of 2019. The month of March is finished. The month of March is done. It's done. We're going to be in April next week, which is just insane. Time sure flies when you're having fun. Personally, These are some of the things that have happened in my life. I did Undisputed the other day with Skip and Shannon. I love that fucking show. I love doing that show. I listen to it all the time. I watch it when I'm home. Sometimes I listen to it on the Sirius app, because, you know, I fuck with my Sirius because I need my Howard Stern. I just love that show. Those guys make me laugh. They talk shit. They play their roles. And it's just dope. And I've said it once, I've said it a thousand times about Shannon Sharpe. Like, he's probably the most improved sports broadcaster ever. He was good on ESPN, but I know people were like, oh, this isn't going to work. This isn't going to work. Skip and Shannon are absolutely a better team than Max Kellerman and Stephen A. Smith. And I fuck with Max and Stephen A., and I like the show. It's a different kind of show, but the banter is just not as good, and it's just not as humorous. Obviously, they're smart and informative, but the performance and the chemistry, it's really the chemistry between them isn't as good as Skip and Shannon. So I got to do that the other day. And then last night in Irvine, California, sold out show at the Irvine Improv. I want to thank everybody that listens to the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast that came out to the show down in Irvine. It was a dope show. It was packed. It was an interesting setup there, because the Irvine Improv, it felt like the people in the back, fuck man, they felt like they were like 40 yards away from me. They were far away. Like, the way it's set out, it's like all flat. So everybody is kind of like, you know, the front is in the front, and then the back is, they're in the fucking back. So it was really cool. There were definitely a lot of podcast fans out there. It was a great environment. It was a warm environment. It took fucking 2.5 hours to drive down there. And we left early from Los Angeles. But shout out to all the people that came out there. I really, really appreciate you guys that are fucking with the stand-up comedy. And when people are in there talking podcast shit and telling me, do I yellow and all that, I hear it all. I try to do it all. You know, when I yellow live, it'll fuck my voice up, like straight up. It could ruin me. So it's hard to do that. But it was dope being out there in Irvine. You know, they told me that the crowds and the people of Irvine could be conservative, but it was a full-fledged shit-talking extravaganza down there. And the dope thing that I got next with stand-up is I am coming to Bellevue, Washington, which is right near Seattle. Is Seattle in the house? Bellevue, Washington. I'm going up there on the 26th of April. Oh, fuck. You hear that sound? Miles, I'm going to keep going. I'm podcasting. I'm outside the fucking, I don't know what the fuck it is. You hear the humming in the background? I'm acknowledging it. Everybody hears it. I'm acknowledging it. It'll probably stop. There it is. It fucking stopped. Fucking stopped. On Friday, April 26th, I'm going to be in Bellevue, Washington at the Parlor Live at Lincoln Square doing two shows. Friday, April 26th. A 7:30 and a 10 p.m. show. And then Saturday, April 27, a 7:30 and a 10 p.m. show. The 26th and 27th of April. Apparently, Bellevue, Washington is near Seattle. Seattle is near Vancouver. I hope to see so many I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast fans. You could get tickets at ParlorLive.com, ParlorLive.com. 4 motherfucking shows in Bellevue, Washington, and I'm looking forward to it. I'll have more details as we get close, but the real details are tickets are available now for the 26th and the 27th. And this is a little early, but I'm coming to San Diego on the 19th. On the 19th of May, I'll be in San Diego, which is a Sunday, at the American Comedy Company on Sunday, May 19th. I'm looking forward to that. And then this is going to be the fucking wildest, dopest shit as far as comedy that I got. I'm coming to motherfucking New York City in October to rock for the people in New York. The 17th of October, the 18th of October, and the 19th of October in Caroline's on fucking Broadway. That's not till October, but I'm already excited about that. I've never done stand-up comedy in New York City, but that shit's going to be really dope. And I'm just excited about getting better and kicking ass and talking shit and ranting and raving and doing my goddamn thing as a stand-up comedian. What else is going on? So it's just been nuts. It's been fucking nuts. Dick stained Donald Trump last night. The Democrats are in trouble, which means either this fucking guy is going to implode and just burst. But I don't fucking see it happening. I don't fucking see it happening. Did you see this animal? The highlights of this animal last night? He was in Michigan or where was he? Where the fuck was he? He was in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Cursing. I mean, you never thought a president would sit there in front of however many people that come out to see his fucking pep rallies and curse. He said something, something, something. The Democrats with their bullshit. And nobody bats an eye. Nobody bats an eye. Nobody complains. This would be national news if any other president cursed. It's nothing. And I had a fan, a listener of the podcast. I had this discussion many times. Say, well, Mike Rapp, he's one of the great shit talkers of all time. I understand he's a shit talker. I get that. Well, what do you mean, Mike Rapp? Why don't you love him? You're a shit talker also. Because I'm not the president. I'm not the president. I'm just a professional shit talker. Okay? Presidents are supposed to be presidential. Presidents aren't supposed to be known as great shit talkers. They got the funding for like 53 miles of more wall. You can't keep track of this shit. There's funding for 53 miles of more wall. $1 billion it cost. $1 billion for 53 miles of a wall or a fence. They call it a wall. It's called a fence. This guy wants like the Trump wall. The Trump wall that keeps all the immigrants out. Listen, I feel like there should be a better security at the border, whatever the fuck. I feel like, you should keep tabs on these sorts of things, but the wall, and I'm keeping everybody, can suck my fucking dick. And apparently, there's footage of it. Mexico's on the Mexican side of this wall that they're building have been taking fencing. They've been taking wiring, stealing it. Good. Break their fucking balls. I'm all for it. Break this fucking guy's fucking balls. Take his fencing, drive him nuts. Drive him fucking apeshit. Another thing, and it's my last thing in politics, I know this was a setup. I know this was a setup. I know that Dick Stain Donald Trump told the education secretary, Betsy DeVoe, act like you're taking away the budget for the Special Olympics. Go away and take the budget away from the Special Olympics. Because like Tuesday, she announced, we're doing a $18 million cut, and unfortunately, difficult times and difficult decisions, although we're supposed to be thriving, right? The country's supposed to be thriving. That's what Dick Stain always talks about. The thriving, we've never done better, but we need to make difficult decisions, and we need to reduce spending, so we need to take away $18 million for the Special Olympics. You sick animal! You sick fucking animal, Betsy DeVoe. You want to take away $18 million from the Special Olympics? You dog. But then Dick Stain Donald Trump heroically comes in the next day. Oh, we're not doing that. I'm stepping in. We're not going to allow that. We're going to pay for the Special Olympics, the $18 million. We'll figure it out elsewhere. We can't do that. I love kids. I love kids. I love the Special Olympics. And I love mocking that reporter that was handicapped. But I'm the hero. I'm going to come in and save the day because I'm Dick Stain Donald Trump. I save the day. That's what I do. That is what I do. So don't have no fear. The Special Olympics aren't going anywhere. And now he set it up that we have to all thank him. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Dick Stain. You're such a thoughtful guy. You're such a conscious, sweet, thoughtful guy. You really care about the kids that like to participate in the Special Olympics. Get the fuck out of here. Speaking of Special Olympics, Segway King, non sequitur, Segway King, saw a dope film by a really good filmmaker. You know Billy Corbin? He directed the U documentary on the 30 for 30 on the U, all about the University of Miami or Miami University. I get it confused. Both part one and two. He directed Cocaine Cowboys, which was dope, part one and two. He directed a really good documentary for Netflix called Dogfight about backyard fighting, like that Kimbo Slice shit. Kimbo Slice, RIP, in Florida. All his movies are Florida-based. He's like heavy in that sick fuck of the week, Florida man, sick fuck of the week from Florida. Oh, a man was found eating his dog in Florida. Like, he's well plugged into that. Billy Corbin is the filmmaker. He's the guy. He directed the ESPN documentary Broke. I just saw his new documentary, and we're going to have him on the podcast soon. I'm a big fan of his. He directed a new documentary that came out in some theaters, and it'll be on video and demand in a couple of days. Dope. Called Screwball. And it's all about the crazy steroid controversy that happened in Miami. He does for Miami and Florida documentary filmmaking what Martin Scorsese does for New York filmmaking. Not to say that he's Martin Scorsese level, but as much as Martin Scorsese loves telling stories about New York, Billy Corbin loves telling stories about Florida and Miami and the shadiness of all things Florida. And his documentary Screwball is excellent. There's a helicopter. Fuck. You know what, Miles? It's fine. It adds ambiance. You hear the helicopter? Anyway, the documentary Screwball is all about the A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, biogenesis scandal. You know the whole thing. You know what I'm talking about. With down there with A-Rod, Jennifer Lopez's fiance, when he was playing with the Yankees particularly, and all the shady shit that he was allegedly, ain't suing me. Apparently, it's all true. I just don't want any fucking lawsuits. But the guy, Tony Bosch, it was all covered by ESPN and Major League Baseball and A-Rod, and it's bugged out. But it's a really bugged out, only in Florida story that's called Screwball. And I'm not even a big baseball fan, but, you know, A-Rod is about as fascinating a character as sports has ever seen. And his film, Screwball, it's bugged out. It's funny. And it's just like, are you fucking kidding me? It's like one of those films. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? Could this really be true? It's a documentary. It's called Screwball. And I've been a fan of Billy Corbin for a while. And I'm looking forward to meeting him. And I'm sure you've seen some of his other films. Cocaine Cowboys was sick. And The U was dope. And Dogfight was really good. I remember talking about it right here on the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I Am Rappaport Podcast. So we're going to do some sick fucks of the week later, but two stories that were viral in the last 2 weeks are just, you know, when you see these things up close and personal, they're just so damn disturbing. I posted a video because I saw it posted somewhere else last week. Some piece of shit on the train in New York City was kicking an older woman in her face, kicking her in her chest. I mean, it's really, really brutal and hard to watch. And these fucking assholes are standing by like, ooh, ah, ooh, watching him do this, videotaping it. And the cocksucker, when he walks out of the train after I mean, really violently assaulting this older woman who's like turned out to be like 76 years old. This guy's 33. Probably looks like he's like 6 foot three. Young guy, big guy. He says, world star that, motherfucker. And they did. They did. This cocksucker was, his face was plastered all over social media by a bunch of people. And this fucking animal has been arrested and caught. It was in the Bronx. This guy's a beyond sick fuck. And I hope he's already gotten his legs or feet broken. The judge is going to see this video, and this fuck is going to get the book. He's going to get the book. I don't know if you've seen this video. If you want to see it, just look up man kicking woman on New York subway. If you like to see these things, or if you want to, you know, fact check, or just, you know, you're fascinated by it. And just know that this piece of shit that did this, he said, world star that motherfucker. Well, it got world starred. He got arrested a few days later. He is in the custody of the New York City Police Department. And I bet you he will not be coming out any time soon. Good, you fucking pig. Piece of shit. Very disturbing video. I posted it. And then when I found out he got arrested like 2 days later, I pulled it. It's just, it's terrible to watch. It's terrible to watch. Another video that has been passed around and surfaced is some crooked New Jersey cop scumbag who apparently was selling drugs out of his cop car. Like real fucking like movie characters, like Ray Liotta scumbag Patterson, New Jersey cop. This sick fuck named Ruben McAusland. It was a video of him and his partner. They had a guy who apparently was suicidal in a hospital. And they're like, punching and smacking this guy in a hospital who's strapped down to a bed because he's suicidal. And they're videotaping it and laughing about it and all this stuff. This sick fucking cop got 5 years in prison. He should have gotten more. Just for what you saw on the tape. It's just terrible that police officers could act like this. It's terrible that anybody could act like this. But it's also terrible. It's even more terrible that police officers could act like this. And it's just shocking and scary to think that way. And I love police officers. And I love the cops. And I respect them. And I know their job is hard. But just like there's bad podcasters, just like there's bad school teachers, unfortunately, there's bad police officers. And then when they videotape themselves doing terrible things that nobody should be doing, you just go, "How? What do you want, Duke? Are you sniffing the bath salts? Are you actually sniffing them? Are you injecting bath salts into your feet? What the fuck are you on? You're just totally reckless and way the fuck out there." But I'm actually glad at the end of the day that these people were videotaped doing it because it obviously helped get them arrested. I just hope they get their comeuppings, a.k.a. the Wonder Bread bag treatment. Wonder Bread bag and olive oil treatment in prison. For new listeners of the I Am Rapport Stereo podcast, the Wonder Bread bag and olive oil treatment means when you are sexually assaulted in prison, sometimes some of these sexual assaulters like to practice safe sex. It's a known fact that Wonder Bread bags, you know, the bags that hold Wonder Bread, the Wonder Bread bag is used as a condom sometimes for safe sex in prison. And if you're lucky, you'll get a little olive oil dosed on the Wonder Bread bag. Sometimes olive oil is used as lube. I know that's graphic. I know that's violent, but if you saw these videos and you saw these assaults and you saw these just violent crimes, you will be hoping that these people get exactly what they deserve on lockdown. Lock them the fuck up. Never let them the fuck out. I Am Rappaport Podcast. What else is going on? Podcasts are like assholes. Everybody. And I mean, everybody has one. Podcasts are like phone numbers. Everybody has one. Apparently, Antonio Brown wide receiver extraordinaire, Oakland Raider. Are they even still called the Oakland Raiders? I guess they have one more season playing in Oakland. Newly acquired Oakland Raider, former Pittsburgh Steeler Antonio Brown, has jumped into the fray as a podcaster. I don't find Antonio Brown interesting at all when he opens his mouth. At all. And I love listening to athletes talk. Okay, don't get me wrong. I'm not on some shut up and catch the ball or some shut up and dribble shit. I just think Antonio Brown's most interesting thing is him playing football, his football celebrations, and everything he's doing besides talking shit and Instagramming. Antonio Brown, get off of social media. You complained, you whined about how Ben Roethlisberger was treating you, and you're such a tough guy, and this, that, and the other. Ben Roethlisberger, he's so mean, and he's not a good teammate, and he calls people out. You got traded, you got paid, great, you deserve it. You're the best wide receiver in football right now. Okay? You got what the fuck you wanted. You got paid and you're out of Pittsburgh. Now, if you think that Ben Roethlisberger talks out of pocket and he calls people out, wait till you get a load of John fucking Gruden. You think John Gruden is the soft, cuddly, fuzzy type? I can't wait till John Gruden does the John Gruden shit on Antonio Brown. I cannot fucking wait. Listen, I love Antonio Brown. I just think he's whining and complaining and bitching and moaning over. You hear that fucking dog? You hear that fucking dog? Don't fast shut that fucking dog up. I'm podcasting. You know, I'd rather have a dog with a loud, ruff, ruff, ruff bark than that little yappy Paris Hilton-sized dogs. My neighbor's dog, it's dirty as fuck, too. It's outside all the time. Filthy fucking dog. But Antonio Brown, he said, you know, Juju Smith-Schuster, who I love, he, great wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He sent out a tweet. You know, after this, the dust cleared from Antonio Brown. And I'm sure they're friends. Juju Smith, I guess, was taken under his wing by Antonio Brown, as they should be. They're wide receivers. Game recognizes game. Juju sent out a tweet like, yo, me and you now, you great leader, let's go. Something like that to Ben Roethlisberger. And Antonio Brown sent out, like he's trolling his old teammate. Like Antonio Brown said, do not listen to any NFL player who hasn't gotten paid yet. They will do and say anything to make sure they get paid, even if it's compromising to their integrity or anything else. Sad but true. Just like you did. Just like you did. Now you're shitting on your boy, your young gun Juju Smith shooter, Juju Smith Schuster. You did the same fucking thing, Antonio Brown. And just because he's locking in with his quarterback, Ben Roethlisberger, you're going to call him out on social media on some sucker shit? That's some sucker shit. Let that man live. You want it out of Pittsburgh, okay? You're playing in a fucking baseball stadium your first year in Oakland, okay? Then you're going to be in Las Vegas with the Las Vegas Raiders. Let Juju live. Let him get paid. Let him and Ben rock. Let him be the number one thriller, the number one stunner out there in Pittsburgh. Why are you talking shit? People will do anything. Like you did the same thing. Why? Antonio Brown, some of these guys, they don't understand. And like, it's one thing to play the bad guy. He thinks he's not playing the bad guy. He's not even playing the bad guy. Antonio Brown is playing the obnoxious, unlikable guy. He's corny as fuck to me with all that shit. And I love Antonio Brown as a football player, but his whole, yo, Duke, yo, Look at Terrell Owens. Look at Chad Ochocinco. They'll get rid of your ass, B. They will get rid of your ass. The NFL does not need Antonio Brown. You're 31 years old. John Gruden is going to be barking on you in a way more volatile way than Mike Tomlinson did your entire career. Get ready, Duke. What else is going on? So I never even heard of that. I'm going to keep it real. I never even heard of Brunei. Is anybody else in here listening to the Ian Rapoport Stereo Podcast? Never heard of Brunei, B-R-U-N-E-I. I never heard of it. It's a country, okay? It's a nation. It's in Southeast Asia, Brunei. I never heard of Brunei. I didn't know if it was a liquor or a person or whatever the fuck it is. So the Sultan... President, I don't know what the fuck, Prince, I don't know what the fuck kind of shit they're on out in Brunei, okay? But they refer to him as the Sultan. I'm not even going to try to attempt to read this guy's name. Let's just call him the fucking president of Brunei, a country I didn't even know existed until the last, 48 hours. This sick fuck said he wants to implement stoning to death for gay sex, okay? An amputation for theft. Now, I don't have a problem with the amputation for theft. I think that might be a little... Why you want to amputate, motherfuckers? Listen, that's some primitive shit. But, like, the guy who kicked the old woman on the train, I wouldn't mind if they took one of his feet. You know, you either get to go to jail for 20 years or we take off the bottom half of the leg that you used to kick the woman on the train. I'm with shit like that. But this cocksucker wants to do stoning to death for gay sex. I'm not with that at all, Duke. I'm not with that in any way. This is 2019. Are you getting fucked in your ass? Are you doing it with a smile on your face? Are you so ashamed, Sultan of Brunei, that you are getting fucked in your ass with a smile on your face that you want to suggest that stoning to death should be a thing in your country? This is a real thing from a real country. And, word got around, and apparently the Brunei Investment Agency is a very a rich, successful investment agency, and they own some luxury hotels in Los Angeles, around the world, but they own two really good ones in Los Angeles, which brought in George Clooney. Now, George Clooney may not be as sort of in the forefront of things in filmmaking as he was maybe 10 years ago, But do not be fooled. Don't get it twisted. George Clooney is kind of like that dude. And when he wants to make things happen, whether it be stand up for, actors during the SAG strike, stand up for writers, like George Clooney could get shit done. Like people rally around George Clooney's word. And George Clooney, he owns hotels. Like George Clooney's that fucking dude. And he's very well liked and very well respected. Well, George Clooney heard about this, and he is calling for a boycott, specifically from people in Los Angeles of the Beverly Hills Hotel and the Bel Air Hotel, which are fixtures, staples for meetings, greetings, Academy Award parties, Emmy parties, Grammy parties. Like a big part of their business is Los Angeles. It's not just a tourist hotel. Like, people fuck with the Beverly Hills Hotel and the Bel Air Hotel. So George Clooney wrote an opinion piece and said, we need to stop using those places. And I'm all for it. I'm not with the big boycotts and all that shit. But you're talking about stoning people for having gay sex? Nah, Duke. Nah. I have a feeling this guy is sucking dick. and he's probably married with kids, and there's religious and religion things, and he's just so ashamed of himself. I'm fucking with George Clooney on this. Fuck the Beverly Hills Hotel, and fuck the Bel Air Hotel in Los Angeles. Fuck this guy. Now, like I said, certain cases, if it's really figured out, and you are truly convicted of a violent crime, I'm with the amputation. You rape little kids, we take that dick. I'm all for a rapist getting that dick cut off. Okay? You kick old ladies, you punch old men. We take an arm. You're never punching anybody ever again. You know, you sexually assault somebody, we're taking that dick. We're taking that cock and those balls. But this just public stoning and stoning to death for gay sex. Now, I'm not fucking with your hotels, Duke. Not fucking with the Beverly Hills Hotel, and I'm not fucking with the Hotel Bel Air in L.A. Don't get it fucking twisted. George Clooney is that dude, okay? And he still makes shit happen. I am Rappaport Podcast. All right, it's that time. Miles, Jordan, please give me the Sick Fuck of the Week theme song.
This is an award that is earned, not given. Earned, not given. It's called the Sick Fuck of the Week.
The Sick
Fuck. She's really fucking sick, man. She's fucking whack.
Why? Make him stop.
You smell like a sick fuck. You look like a sick
that
fuck.
That ain't supposed to be on a plane, you sick
what you,
fuck,
what,
you.
What are you doing? Hey, man, leave that chicken alone. Leave the chicken alone. Well, what are you doing to the chicken? That doesn't belong in a chicken.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, y'all. That is the Sick Fuck of the Week theme song. Hold your breath, because I got a bunch of them. And I'm going to just rattle them off one by one by one. It's been a sick fucking week, so of course we have so many sick fucks of the week. Let's just jump right into it. There's a bunch of them. Is Florida in the house? Without a doubt. In Dunedin, Florida, or maybe it's Dundin, Florida, a woman who looks like a sick fuck. If it looks like a sick fuck, smells like a sick fuck, it usually is a sick fuck. A woman in Florida accused of shoplifting. She had already been arrested, was charged with lewd and lascivious exhibition while she was in the van on the way to jail. This sick fuck started masturbating. Why are her hands not behind her back? Is my question. How could she be masturbating when she's already been arrested? She should be zip tied or something like that. By the look on her face, she was rambunctious. You could tell by the look on this young lady's face, she was wacky Tammy Lynn Bonfield. She not only was arrested for stealing $10 worth of merch, she grabbed and punched another employee. Anyway, on the way to prison, I guess she wanted to squeeze one out, and she started doing it on the way to jail. In Illinois, two staff members at an Illinois preschool have been placed on administrative leave. Instead of putting the kids in the corner, sitting them down, figuring out some other way to deal with the kids that were acting up, these two sick fucks, teachers, are on. They're being investigated top to bottom for making two students stand naked as a form of punishment. Yo, the teacher and the teacher's aide need to be locked the fuck up. A 4 and a 5-year-old kid were punished by being made to take off their clothes and stand naked in the classroom. Can you imagine if you went to go pick up your 4 and 5-year-old kid from a preschool and you found this shit out? How livid, how irate, how confused, how upset you would be? I don't know what I would do. These people should obviously be fired, and then they should be put in jail. See, now this is not, we're not going to amputate anything from these people. Just lock them up. I give them 3 to 5 years in prison. When I get the details, I'll be more specific. But I say 3 to 5 years in prison. How dare they? That's sick, and it's sort of some sort of sexual abuse. Lock them up. In Fresno, you know my rule about animals, dogs, pets, horses. You need to be able to control them. I don't care if it's a giraffe, monkey, gerbil, rabbit. Sad news. You hear the helicopter up there? Fuck you, Miles. Okay? That's ambient noise. You hear that? Yeah. You see me. It's a police. I'm fucking doing a podcast here. It's all right. It's okay. This is sad. I hate this. Sick fucking dog owners. Had Rottweilers, 2 Rottweilers in Fresno. Unfortunately, the dogs who were in the neighborhood mauled and killed a 1-year-old boy. Control your fucking dogs. Control your fucking pets. In Houston, we have a sick fucking cop, another sick fucking cop, a police sergeant. This is a police sergeant in Houston. Sergeant Hilario Hernandez of the Houston Police Department was taken into custody. He was on the lam, on the run, miles away in Kingsville, Texas. His wife, a librarian, Belinda Hernandez, was discovered in their residence. Somehow, some way, and for some reason, this sick fuck shot and killed his wife, the librarian. Of course, this sick fucking police officer has been arrested, detained, and is probably never gonna get out of jail ever. Ever, 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 ever again. And for some people, that's not a problem. A few people called for this a couple of days ago. I don't know why they did this. This is sad. I don't like making light of things that happen to kids, especially this kind of thing. But for some reason, parents in Italian parents in Bologna. I've never been to Bologna, but I would love to go back to Italy. I'd love to be in Italy for like 4 months. Like, just really, not just vacation there, like live there. Like, live there for a year. That would be sick. To, like, work and live there, podcast from Italy, explore. Like, really get, I love Italy. I love the Italian people. In real life, they're cool. They're nice people. It's exactly what the stereotype is. Like, they like to chill. They like to eat. They like their siesta. All that shit's real. But in Bologna, Italy, for some reason, oh, I see. I get it. It's coming together. Oh God, they performed a circumcision at their home. The parents performed a circumcision at their home on a 5-month-old boy. First of all, you do the circumcision on a baby, like 10, maybe 3. Yeah, you do it while they're in the hospital. If you're going to do the circumcision, you don't wait till they're 5 months old. And you don't do it at home, you dumb fucks, you. Okay? But apparently the Italian Roman Catholic majority doesn't practice circumcision. That's on you. Me, I like my circumcised loaf. Hey, if you don't have a circumcised loaf, that's cool also. But me personally, I like my trusty circumcised loaf. I haven't spent that much time exploring the uncircumcised lifestyle. Okay? That's not my thing. That ain't my thing. Okay? I ain't judging anybody whose loaf isn't circumcised. But me personally, I like my circumcised pipe. But this circumcision was done by the parents at home in Italy. And unfortunately, the baby died. The baby went into cardiac arrest, was rushed to the hospital, and passed away. Very upsetting. Very, very sad, very upsetting. But let the doctors do doctor things. Okay? That's a procedure that needs to be done by a professional, a trained fucking professional. You can't be playing around with stuff like that. Again, shout out to all the guys out there who aren't circumcised, okay? But me personally, I like my loaf circumcised. This is a real sick fuck here. This is everything that a sick fuck of the week, the I Am Rapport Sick Fuck of the Week, which is an award-winning segment, this is what it's all about. A Texas police officer in Texas, who was fired after he was accused of giving a homeless man a dog shit sandwich. Okay, so he gave a homeless man a dog shit sandwich. It had meat in it, and it also had dog shit. This is an evil, mean, despicable person. Anybody who would do something like this is an evil, sick fuck. Okay? For some reason, an arbitrator overturned the dismissal of police officer Matthew Luckhurst's crime of giving a homeless man, these guys, a bicycle police officer, a bicycle patrol officer in San Antonio, because he was not punished within the required 180 days of the incident. Okay, so he was fired. And this week, somehow, someway, this sick fuck was rehired to be a police officer in San Antonio because the charges didn't stick. See, this is the legal system. Like Juicy Jesse Selm Lane, who, by the way, I don't think I said this, but the latest in the Juicy Jesse Selm Lane thing is that his lawyers, these guys got some fucking balls. Juicy Jesse Selm Lane's lawyers said that maybe the two brothers, the Nigerian brothers, who are also brothers, maybe during the attack, they're saying that the two brothers are the people that attacked him, okay? That while they attacked him, they may have painted their face in whiteface. You follow me? These two black men, who the lawyers are now saying are the attackers, they may have painted their faces white. So in 2019, whiteface is becoming the new blackface. Juicy Jesse's lawyers are, I got to tell you something, they're about that life. They are about that fucking life. They're not playing any fucking games out here. This next sick fuck in Oklahoma, the question was asked by a few people. Is this woman a sick fuck or a hero? And although I'm talking about her during the sick fuck of the week segment, she ain't a sick fuck. This is a hero. This is a victim. And she's going to have to go to jail. But they should definitely take into consideration what happened. This young woman, Delana Young, a manager at Arby's in Oklahoma, is accused of fatally shooting a drive-through customer who threatened her and spit in her face. So a guy named Deshaun Talent, a guy, had threatened, harassed this woman after an altercation during the drive-thru, and then he spit in her face. There's video showing this guy spit in her face. Video showing where you could hear him saying he's going to come back and hurt her. Well, this woman was like, fuck that. You ain't coming back to me. I'm not sleeping with one eye open. Blow. Blow, punk-ass bitch. I'm not making light of it. This guy died, but this woman has been arrested. I hope there is some sort of leniency from the judge. She was threatened. He spit in her face. She was scared. It's a woman, a guy saying he's going to come back and do something to you. Fuck that guy. Fuck that guy. I'm not saying let her off scot-free. She's obviously buck wild, but there should be some leniency on a woman being threatened by a guy who also spit in her face in the drive-thru. What else? This is a sick fuck who got his comeuppance. Not in jail. He didn't get fucked to death in prison. And I did break rule number one of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast, and I fact-checked this. in South Africa, a game hunter, a trophy hunter, just like Dick Stain Donald Trump Jr. and Dick Stain Donald Trump Jr.'s other son, Eric. Eric and Donald Trump Jr., they're big-time trophy hunters, big-time game hunters. They like to go on reservations and controlled environment and shoot animals and then post pictures of them with leopards, tigers, and elephants that they shot. They're real tough guys. This is something that people pay to do in controlled environments because they get off on it. Well, some scumbag, a sick fuck of the week, who had killed three baboon families, literally killed and posted pictures of him holding dead baboons with their mouth open and blood in their mouth and their teeth. Real tough guy. Real tough guy. I'm not even going to try to pronounce it. A private nature reserve in South Africa was shaken. They were woken up with the screams of a man who was attacked and killed good by a pride of lion on a private game reserve at the Kruger National Park. Good. The lions were dispersed with the help of gunshots. See, this is what I like. You want to be out there, you're hunting lions. This is the ramifications. Get another hobby. Take up bowling. Take up ping pong. Be a NASCAR driver. You got a lot of money? That's a thrill. Jump out of planes. Maybe you'll die when your fucking parachute doesn't open. Big time game hunter. You killed baboons. You know the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. That's the favorite animal of the I Am Rappaport Stereo podcast. Baboons. Monkeys. You got exactly what you deserve. Fuck them. Fuck them once. Fuck them twice. Suck them. Double suck them. Finally, this is the opposite of a sick fuck. Somebody DM'd me this story and said, you have to speak up on this. This is in Ohio, East Lake, Ohio. True story, a 17-year-old hero. A 17-year-old hero in East Lake, Ohio, was arrested and charged with felony assault. He's speaking out. He's defending himself. Young kid. You got to check this kid out. A 17-year-old kid, he's not going to go down without a fight. He was doing laundry, and he walked out there, and he saw a man with a 5-year-old boy doing something I don't even want to repeat. But he saw it, and he witnessed it, and he talked very graphically about it. A guy was sexually assaulting a 5-year-old. The young man, the hero, this is a hero, from East Lake, Ohio, flew into a rage, and he started beating the man. He picked up like a weapon. I don't know what the weapon is. What is the weapon? No weapon. No weapon. He was just beating this dude. He beat this dude to death. Good. After beating the 17-year-old sick fuck, for some reason, this guy posted a video of the battered 17-year-old. Bloodied and all that stuff on Facebook. I don't know why he did that. This guy is facing charges. Obviously, this is a hero. I say give him therapy. I say you give this kid a lot. He needs to, what he saw. If you walk in on seeing a 17-year-old boy doing something disgusting with a 5-year-old boy, that's what you're supposed to do. That's what you're supposed to do. I made a mistake. He didn't kill the guy. He just graphically assaulted him and beat the shit out of him. No time. No jail time. Build a statue for this guy in East Lake, Ohio. Okay? This is a fucking hero. This is what you're supposed to do. This is what everyone dreams and hopes they do when they see something as traumatizing and as sick as that. This is the way you're supposed to act. Do you hear that little, yeah. Did you just hear that? Did you? Listen. Hold on. I got woken. You hear that? That ain't a bird. I got woken up last night in my sleep. I thought it was a person screaming by the sounds of cats screaming, yelling, and fucking. Yeah. That woke me up out of my sleep. You know how I feel about the stray cats in my backyard. I don't like them. And now they're back there having jump offs. It sounded like it was somebody was really, really putting it down. It sounded like some sort of cat orgy. Screaming and yelling woke me up out of my sleep. Cat fucking is what I call it. Anyway, I'm done. It's the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. You know where to find us. You know where to find me, at Michael Rappaport on social media, at I Am Rappaport to follow the podcast on social media. I'm done. Miles, take me out of here with something real nice, something real proper, but most importantly, something real funky. Let's go.